Hello, St. Pete. It's Deb Carson, your Radio St. Pete Insider. I've got a very cool and important story for you today. It's one that demonstrates the power of art and nature and how together the positive and palpable impact they make on our physical and our mental well-being. And, importantly, how art and nature's collective strength can light the flame that brings the critical issue of suicide prevention out of darkness and into light. Center stage. Here's the story. From the foundation named in his memory after his unexpected suicide in 2017, we learn that Lawrence Hundley Dimmitt IV was a seventh-generation Floridian with deep roots in both Tampa and Clearwater. By all accounts, Lawrence was a vital, active, and positive young man, also a beloved son, brother, and friend. Lawrence figures prominently in our story today, and in fact, you could say Lawrence is central to it. But it is his mother, advocate, and artist, Genevieve Likes Dimmitt, I am focusing on and tell you about today. And I'll start with the words of Genevieve's daughter and Lawrence's sister, Liz Dimmitt. You may know Liz as the CEO and co-founder of the singular Florida arts destination, the Fairgrounds, in St. Pete's Warehouse Arts District. Liz says, quote, "My mother's show at Wild Space Gallery in the Warehouse Arts District is very near and dear to my heart. It is focused on nature and healing and presents a body of work she created while working through my brother Lawrence's suicide. I want to spread the word about this show, about my mom's incredible work and the important issue of suicide prevention." Thanks, Liz. We at Radio St. Pete are proud and pleased to help spread the word of this important exhibition and its message of help and hope. The exhibition is called The Nature of Healing, and it presents the dynamic collaboration of Genevieve Likes Dimmitt's abstract media mixed media work with that of sculptor David Price, in whose work Dimmitt finds an echo of her reverence for the land and all its living creatures. Individually and collectively, the work of both Genevieve and David explores the potency of art when it engages with nature and finds within it sources of wonder and of solace. Genevieve Likes Dimmitt is a lifelong artist, and in this body of work she has bared her soul. Her art practice enabled her to process her grief, anger, regret, and come to a place of eventual healing from her son's suicide. Genevieve says she battled with canvas and paint to find symbolic expression for her grief, and in viewing her works, we are privileged to follow Genevieve's private voyage from utter devastation to a serenity based in both the natural world and in her pillars of faith, hope, and love. In her series of mixed media paintings, Genevieve combines gold leaf, mica, and wood with imagery abstracted from nature. Like an alchemist, she transforms earthly components into an aesthetic journey that charts a process of emotional and intellectual healing following Lawrence's suicide that shattered her world. In the first of these paintings, titled Only Begotten Son, we are witness to an explosion of colors, marks, squiggles and patterns, almost incoherent in their urgency. The more we look, the quieter we become, and more details begin to emerge. A baby with outstretched arms, violent bursts of red, a soaring dove, a fish, all floating in a blue sea of tears. Layer after layer of potent imagery builds, concealing and revealing pain and confusion. Other of Genevieve's works in the show demonstrate her ongoing struggle for understanding, serenity, and finally acceptance. On cut wood panels framed in gilded wood, we note references to religious architecture. The work she titled Signs, Symbols, and Stories is a beguiling triptych that conjures the light and water of Florida in vibrant hues, blues, and yellow. These windows to heaven are filled with joyful creatures that reach skyward and, like stained glass windows in a cathedral, tell stories to the faithful. Growing up in Florida, Genevieve experienced the natural world close up. She returns to this place in her painting, finding the strength and healing to go on. Please, don't miss this moving, heartfelt exhibition. The Nature of Healing is now on view every Wednesday through Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 2 to 8 p.m. through May the 25th. It is presented in partnership with the Foundation Love for Lawrence, Community Foundation of Tampa Bay, and I want you to know 100% of the proceeds from the art sales will benefit mental health and suicide prevention initiatives and the Florida Wildlife Corridor Foundation, of which the Wild Space Gallery is an extension of that foundation's mission. Learn more about the show by visiting FloridaWildlifeCorridor.com and find out how you can work to change the conversation around mental health and suicide by checking out loveforlawrence.org. That's love, Roman numeral IV, love IV, Lawrence, LAWRENCE.org. Until next time, I'm Radio St. Pete Insider, Deb Carson.